So there was a time in 72, you said, I've had enough of this radio stuff. I want to be a professor at TU. How did that come about?
Well, on our board of directors, we had sons coming into the picture. They had very different opinions of what the direction of the company ought to be. We had Clark Jr. and Gary Swanson, and pretty soon most of the people on the board were all the Swanson family, and that was quite a departure as far as I was concerned. And I was kind of the swing vote between the two brothers. It didn't matter which way I voted, left or right, I'd irritate somebody. All the traveling around to the stations and everything like that, and Pascal Thyman was talking, we were talking one day.
And he was the president of TU.
Of TU at that time, and we were on the board of Children's Medical Center together. He said, I've got a problem. My head of the communications department has resigned and left, and school starts in about a month. I don't know what I'm going to do. We've got to get the radio station back on the air, and nobody out here knows how to buy equipment. I got to thinking about that whole thing, and I thought, well, holy Moses, wouldn't that be a nice way to resign, go out to the university, and take on a whole new challenge? So I called him and said, would you be interested? He said, come out and we'll talk, and we did. I don't have an advanced degree, and I barely got out of college, voted least likely to succeed, but that was never really a problem. So I went out to the University of Tulsa, and I got interested in training. And training is such a bad word because you think of dogs and you train your dogs. You don't train salespeople or management or leadership, that sort of thing. Out there, I had access to the new television equipment, and the youngsters didn't have anything really to do. We began making little short vignettes, any kind of interaction between people. We'd videotape it. Then we did three or four, like a salesperson was calling on a potential client. They learned their parts, and we did those, and I'd stop the tape here and ask questions and then start the tape and go a little further. Now stop it again and ask more interactive video. The results I got out of the college were very interesting, and I tried it out with some of my brethren who were running radio stations, and the reaction there was very good. So in a year, two, three, 4 years, somewhere in that time span, I began to get requests to come and do seminars and bring your tapes with you. Really, in the summertime, I was busier doing that kind of work with radio stations around the country than I was at the department. All legitimate, but in the summertime, you didn't do a lot in June, July, and August. So we started that, and then in 1975, I took a short leave of absence and tried it out in the summertime. It was very successful and very well received, and I decided I could package that and make a product out of it, which I did. Hired some folks to help us that were interested in that kind of thing, and thus was born Greenwood Performance Systems. Again, everything was on our side. The timing was good. We were honored by several national organizations with the best training material. Again, that bad word. The best training material brought out in a year. We won that award for 3 years. I traveled literally all over the United States. I visited Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, anywhere in Europe that they had English involved with their radio stations in any way. It became an international product and was later adopted by the Canadian broadcasters as the official training material of Canadian broadcasting systems. That was a lot of fun. That was very rewarding. And I still get cards and letters from people who say, thank you, it was a great experience, ta-da-da-da, you mean a lot to me, and those make you feel real good.
When you went to TU, did you had something to do with growing KWGS 89.5?
Oh, it was off the air. They were building a new building, the Chapman Theater. It was off the air. They took it off the air and didn't know how to get it back on. Nobody knew how to buy the equipment for it or anything like that. So I was engaged in that role for a period of time and was successful in getting it back on the air and affiliated with PBS, made two trips to Washington, got the job done back there. That started KWGS. It's changed a little bit since we put it on the air, but you would expect that to happen.
Is there anything you didn't touch?
I've been a lucky guy. Boy, I wouldn't deny that everybody else. Greenwood, you've sure been lucky. And I say, I sure have been.
Yeah, but it took a whole lot of talent. You know, you combine luck and talent, and then you have a success.